The Siege by Ismail Kadar. The first Turkish troops came beneath the walls of the fortress on June 18th. They spent the day pitching camp. By evening, the entire army had still not arrived. New units kept on coming in. A thick layer of dust lay on men, shields, flags and drums, horses and wagons, and on the camels laden with bronze and heavy equipment. As soon as each marching group came onto the plain that lay before the garrison, officers from a special battalion would allocate a specific camping site, and the weary soldiers, under orders from their leaders, would busy themselves with setting up the tents before collapsing inside them, half dead from fatigue. Uğurlu Tursun Pasha, the commander-in-chief, stood alone outside his pink pavilion. He was watching the sun set. The huge camp throbbed with the noise of horseshoes and a thousand voices, and with its long lines of tents, it looked to him like a giant octopus which would stretch out on one tentacle after another and slowly but surely encircle and suffocate the castle. The nearest tents were less than 100 paces from the ramparts, the furthest were beyond the horizon. The Pasha's lieutenants had insisted his pavilion be placed at least 1,000 paces from the castle walls. But he had refused to be so far away. Some years earlier, when he had been still a young man and of less elevated rank, he had often slept less than 50 paces from the ramparts, almost at the foot of the besieged citadel. Later on, however, in successive wars and sieges, as he rose in rank, the colour of his tent and its distance from the walls had changed in tandem. It was now pitched at a distance slightly more than half of what his lieutenants recommended, that is, at 600 paces. That was a lot less than 1,000, but all the same.